Hi everyone, welcome to SEO Cashflow. Miriam, how are you doing?
Hello, hello. I'm excited because this one is going to be short and sweet. I want to talk about emails.
Emails. So what do you want to talk about emails specifically? I have no idea.
Well, everyone is stressed out. Everyone hates emails. Do you like emails?
I tolerate them, but I don't like the spam I receive every day.
Unleash or unlock your blah, 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 ChatGPT link building emails now.
I get too many of those. Like my finger is hurting from clicking block this person and move to spam.
Yes, but this is also my LinkedIn reality. But sometimes, you know, we see ourselves and we're like, this meeting could have been an email. And then you receive the email and you're like, this email should have been a meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot. So I have a love and hate relationship with emails, but I want to talk about a weekly summary email. So Do you send out summary emails to clients?
It really depends on the client. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I more and more often replace emails with Loom videos where I quickly discuss something or show something, because like the impact of such a video is way better than the email. But I do both.
Okay, I do both as well, but I love the concept of a weekly email. So when I do this, if I do it for myself, it will probably be like done in a notebook instead of an email. But the concept of sending a weekly email is that it offers huge benefits, not necessarily for you, but for if you're an employee, for your manager, and if you're a consultant, for your clients. Because when you send a weekly email summary, then you can highlight the achievements for the week and the priorities for the next week. So this is important to me because I can start the week after on the right foot. I have concrete priorities to focus on, but I can also communicate to people, hey, like, this is the progress I'm making on really important work. And it helps keep priorities like in check, and you keep yourself accountable. You focus on the right tasks. And if you make it visible, there's nobody else to like email you or have a little meeting going, by the way, I need to add this onto your list. I'm sure you're available. It's like, no, you get to show, you get to make the invisible visible with an email. So I really, really like this. And this also means that you're giving people a chance to get back to you and give you feedback instead of just giving you work. So a weekly recap is something that gives you the ability to shield yourself, like you protect yourself and your priorities. You protect your important work. You shine a light on the work that you do that people take for granted or think, oh, it's going to take them 15 minutes. And you're like, no, that's 5 hours. So, oh yeah, you know.
Don't
you have a magical tool? No, my tool is right here. Like, chill. So once you do that, you also give people the ability to provide feedback. So if it's a manager or a client, you want to hear their feedback, because if you're going in the wrong direction, they stop you. So that's great. But at the same time, if they keep changing their mind, you have a track record, a weekly track record of you saying, this is the way we should go. So it keeps track of things, when this normally would get lost in between like 15 Slack messages to 15 different people.
If
you work in an agency, then it replaces some of the meetings where you have, well, this is going badly for this client, and there's that, and there's that, and I don't have time to do that. No, you get to have like a more positive, okay, so we had this week, next week this is happening, and let's deal with it. So I see that this is making the wheels turn in your head. What's your opinion?
Yes, it is. Yeah, because like, I'm doing that, but not exactly in this way. And as I said, not for all clients, but that now I'm also thinking that maybe it will be a good idea to actually test that for all clients, because I document my work in a Google document, Google spreadsheet, where I put like what I do on a specific week or on a specific month with the time needed. But I'm not sure that from what I see, not all clients really look at that, or they look at that after a month and don't remember. But this potentially could be more effective. One form of what I'm doing is I have a weekly meeting with a client where I exactly like talk about what I did and what I want to do. And I have one spreadsheet attached to that meeting, and there is a date, and there is always like the things I did, the things I want to do. So I kind of do that already with that client, but making it more consistent and always in the form of email, always sent for every client, I don't know, on Monday, Tuesday, whatever, makes me think that it may be simply a good new kind of tactic for me to improve my relationships with clients. So I'm giving this a try.
Well, one of the things that I'm thinking is, like, I really love the fact that you do this via Loom. So Loom provides transcripts as well. So you could take the transcript, ask ChatGPT, hey, here's the format of my weekly recap email. Can you fit this transcript into that format? Thank you very much. Like, just take the bits that are important. And then, of course, you review it before you send it. But this could also be a thing. So it has to work with your brain. But what I like about the concept of like a weekly follow-up via email is that you can also research that email. So you title it, you can change the date, but this is the cover your ass documentation as well. This is the don't forget me, I'm still visible, here's what I've been doing, here's the value I've been bringing you email. So depending on the client, like I have some where it will be like, I will not do a full recap with my boss, the person who hires me, but I will have like weekly meetings where it's based off of the recap email. Like they pay for that time because they ask me questions, etc. But you see how that like weekly recap fits into whatever else you're doing as well. It helps them prepare for the meeting. It helps quite a few things. So depending on how you operate, I still think that a weekly recap can work for you. If you're a Loom person, take the transcript, have ChatGPT help you. If you're the type of person that always complains because nobody sees how hard you work, this is the time to shine. If you're the person who's fed up with their clients or colleagues always changing their mind, cover your ass documentation. And it doesn't have to be long. It just needs to say, hey, here's what we did. Here's the stuff you should know for next week. Here's what I plan on spending my time on this. Because too many of us, as we discussed previously, you and I, like work-life balance, the work is infinite. Your patience is not. Your abilities are not. So this helps you go, so these are my priorities. If you want to add something, some of that is going to come off that list. Which one are you willing to kill? And
totally.
It helps be more transparent and be more human. So to be considered, maybe this can also take a Slack format if somebody is like full on working in Slack. But the spreadsheet that you describe where you say everything you're going to do and how long it's going to take, I want to hire you now because I have some, but not all clients. I don't do that for all clients. And it feels like you have such a process going. I'm more of a artiste where I just go, hey, we did this. I don't even know how long it took, but this is the payoff. Like it fits different personalities and different approaches. So yeah, that's it. That's all I had. I still think like if anybody sends like recap emails to clients regularly, whether it be once every week, every 2 weeks, every month, if you can like share your template, like that would be awesome. I'm very curious.
Yeah, me too. So Miriam, I think that's all for this short episode. Thank you. This is a brilliant idea and I'm pretty sure our viewers will like it and probably test it out, and I will test it out as well and share my results.
I will say that this meeting couldn't have been an email, though. I'm glad we had it.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So thank you, Miriam, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.